Until now, New Zealand and Victoria have led the way in developing rail trails, bringing a slower pace of tourism to boutique wineries, wildlife sanctuaries, craft markets and country pubs. Today in Est, the 100th kilometre of what will be Australia's longest rail trail will be open for riders and walkers. Eventually, the trail will run from West Ipswich, through Fernvale, Est and Toogoolawah, onto Moore and up the range to Blackbutt, a distance of almost 150 kilometres. Fred Bamp's family has lived near Cominya since the 1870s. As a child, the train probably meant a trip to the dentist in Ipswich.
The train was supposed to be the lifeblood of the whole town, the whole district. Take produce away in the early days, took all the produce and all the cattle and came in and went by train. And then road transport came in and that took all the produce away and all the cattle away from the train. It became less involved with the area. And then the people, cars came in, people travelled more by car than by train. The train was a very old train, which was very uncomfortable. The train was taken off, and that was replaced by air-conditioned buses. I think they took about 40 tonne of produce or heavy-duty on trains for the whole 12 months. Well, the only place we really travelled to in those days was Ipswich, for the dentist. That's the only way we got to Ipswich by train, because we didn't have the cars. We used to go to the dentist twice a year, which didn't make Ipswich a very pleasant place to go to. But then those who came in by horse and sulky had to hop on the train here, say, 6:45 in the morning, we'd come back about dark. And that was our time on the trains. Trains are very slow, liable to break down, and very, very uncomfortable. Like all steam trains, you put your head out the window, you get an eye full of ash. And the seats were normally dirty anyway, it was covered with smog. And they took a long time to go from Ipswich to here because they pulled up at every station and they went very fast as far as that goes.
The rail trail project has involved volunteers, QR, state and local authorities, as well as significant discussion with local landholders. No motorised vehicles are allowed on the trail. While there are no speed signs, travellers will become familiar with the phrase, "Please shut the gate." It will be a couple of years before the project is complete. In places, the crushed gravel paths are graded smooth. In others, the original stony rail track bed remains, and in sections, a grassy depression mark where the line ran. Tunnels and bridges have significant heritage value, and plans are in place to restore them. In Est, the Somerset Regional Council has developed a recreation park around the historic train station. Council Recreation Officer Scott Orish sees business opportunities for outdoor sports and fitness training, as well as tourism.
We've experienced firsthand the benefits that a trail of this nature can offer the community, both in terms of local participation in physical activity and the economic benefits that can flow from increased tourism in the area. People have the option then to either traverse the whole trail, either on horseback or cycle, or they might like to walk it in stages and camp overnight at the various towns or villages along the way. Or you can sort of handpick a particular section, go for a drive one day and complete it with the family and then head home that night. Looking back to the completion of the Wivenhoe Dam project, it was sort of sold to the former Eskshire as this enormous tourism opportunity that probably didn't eventuate to the scale that people expected. And you've got little towns like Cominya that are off the beaten track, and this opens up endless opportunities for them to sort of tap into this market. And Toogoolawah was another one that springs to mind as well, where the Brisbane Valley Highway was diverted around the town many years ago. So it's sort of not all that visible from the highway, but this rail trail takes people right through the heart of town again. So I think there's real potential there across the region for a variety of complementary events. I know that there's the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail Ambassadors Group have already expressed an interest, and I've met with them about a fun run between Moore and Lynnville, which is approximately 8 kilometres. It's a little bit different terrain to the Fernvale to Lowood section, which I think makes for a unique event. It's not just repeating what we're already doing. But then there's opportunities for horse endurance events, cycling events, just casual travelling through the bush, I guess, and camping with the family at the various spots along the way.
The entire trail is due to link up in 2012.